So in my mind's eye,
I see Steve Belmonte sitting at one of the long wooden tables in the dining room of Notre Dame, the guest house where we stayed when we were helping to build houses at Lambie Village in Haiti. I see Steve a bit blurry-eyed, but quick to shout out 217 when I walk in the room looking for my morning cup of coffee. He goes on to announce 217 to each person that comes in, and he does the same thing the next day and the next. He may have said a different time each day or not, I can't exactly remember the time, but what he was announcing each and every morning was the time that the rooster, which hung out just outside his bedroom window, began his song each day. It wasn't with joy. Steve had been working hard each and every day, and getting some sleep would be really helpful. But for Steve, once the rooster started, rest was done. Now, Louise and Lee had a whole flock of roosters out their window. They are still nodding, but they didn't announce the same way. This memory of Steve and his wit and his exhaustion is lodged in my heart. And it bubbled up when I read this passage from Luke for today. I know the passage speaks about a mother hen, not a rooster. They are really different. And that's what was speaking to me. The rooster was simply being a rooster, announcing the start of a new day, making his presence known, getting things in order for him to go about the work of being a rooster. I'm going to leave it at that. Jesus likely knew more about fowl than I do. He ministered at the country and at a time where there were not Purdue factory farms, but for those with enough money, there were roosters, hens, chicks loose on the land. And Jesus' words and descriptions in our sacred story lead me to conclude that he knows about the raising, caring behavior of a variety of flocks and species. I think there was great intention in the language of a hen gathering her brood under her wing. I was not raised, nor do I do ministry in the country with roosters, hens, chicks loose on the land or kept at home in lovely chicken coops. I don't know much about fowl at all, so I am at risk here. But this is where my thoughts go and the images that come to me. A hen gathering her brood. I am casting on that hen all the best maternal instincts and behaviors. The deep, deep commitment and connection to care and tend to each and every chick in the flock. The practice of sheltering and protecting those who are not ready or able to care for themselves. Jesus' invitation to his followers is to enfold them, welcome them, surround them, support them as a hen gathers her brood. This is his invitation to us also. Come in, find our place, find security, find Jesus' kind of security. We who follow in the way of Jesus are called to offer that same kind of enfolding, welcome, surrounding, supporting. This is the ongoing way of Jesus and the ground of Christian practice. Knowing deep in our being and working on letting that matter, knowing deep in our being that this amazing Jesus is with us and for us and present to us for protection, support, nurture in the realities that are our lives and the world around us. We are loved and sought after. Jesus is paying attention to the foxes and all things that can get us into danger or trouble. And Jesus responds to threats and incursions, by exposing his heart and spreading wide his arms of welcome. Jesus uses the image of a mother hen. Can you imagine it? The hen taking her wings, the very things that are her surest method of personal protection, and using them not to fly away on her own, but to shelter those that are needing support. The hen, not just giving up the option to fly, but in extending her wings, exposing her heart to the world, becoming totally vulnerable. This is what Jesus does and offers to us. This is how Jesus is present and available to us. Let that seep in for a moment. It may take some time to let it get into our hearts. It's a really different message from what we often are told or experience. Climbing our way to the top, proving ourselves, earning our way, protecting and securing, achieving, so many voices and habits condition and shape us for how to survive or excel in our culture. But here we are, a peculiar people gathered around a love and story and truth that is offered to us, present in our everyday, available to us at every moment, seeking us out each and every step of the journey, walking alongside us whether we are aware or not. Let that seep in, flow through you, take root in you, in the world, in everyday life, in any situation. We have the chance and choice to respond to the struggle and the pain by turning toward Jesus, thus finding ourselves gathered under the proverbial wings of a mother hen. We can turn to Jesus and be rooted, welcomed, held, healed, protected in any situation and any circumstance. But note, and note well, the way that Jesus protects and gathers is countercultural. There is nothing defensive or offensive about it. It is completely and totally vulnerability and leading with the heart. Yikes. Do we really want to live that way? So exposed, so much risk of pain, so open in the midst of what really is. Might it be safer to hedge our bets? Put up some barriers as a means of protecting? Wouldn't it be safer for the mother hen to flap her wings and get away from the fox, leaving the ones who can't care for themselves to whatever? Survival of the fittest, after all? If Jesus were here to teach us safety, then with him we might flap our wings and get away when trouble is brewing. But Jesus isn't about safety. Jesus is here to show us the way to life and life abundant. Jesus is here to help us love broadly and constantly. Jesus is here to show us how to be love in the world, not safely distant from the world. This is at the heart of the incarnation, our Christian understanding that in Jesus, God came and connected and interacted and took up living with the world, basic, flawed, wonderful, shining, fragile as it is. This gift of Jesus and radical love is not something reserved for the ever after or a saintly few. It is a gift and presence that is real and available in the everyday as it is. Not as it might be when we get it all together. Jesus demonstrates how much his love and message is for the world and her imperfection and struggle with this story in Luke's gospel. He talks about the hen, the vulnerable, heart exposed, staying close to the herding hen as a way to both teach about his love and invite his followers to do the same. He talks about this Han and this way of being while he is acknowledging the dangerous nature of Herod and the threatening realities of Jerusalem. Jesus is on his way to that scary place. His teaching is that in the scary place, he is present, like the hen, gathering, welcoming, sheltering. His teaching is how much we resist turning to his way. His teaching is that turning to his way is what will give us fullness of life. Opening our hearts, exposing them to the world, being engaged, being vulnerable. No promise that we won't have hurt, but offering what makes us fully alive and promising to be the support we need when we are hurting. And what is the support when we are hurting? More love, more openness, more vulnerability. The hen gathering her brood. Her cluck cluck, a plea to come close and find strength. Her call telling a story so different from the song that woke Steve up every morning. Jesus, once again, you turn things upside down so that the fear, the violence, the aches, the loneliness, the judgment can fall away. And we are left without those burdens, standing with you, hearts open, exposed, engaged, vulnerable. That is life, and life abundant. Amen.